Malo alele. Good morning and greetings to you all. Thank you for being here with us this Sunday morning. As you can see, I am not Pastor Peter Freitag. He is much better looking than me. But anyway, we will get through our service this morning. Thank you for being here. I have to warn you, there's a joke that I will share with you about vegetables, but let me warn you again, it's kind of corny. So, do we have any announcements? Yes, Mike, can you hand the microphone to Diana, just to your right there, behind you.
I'm over here. Everybody, look, we have a visitor here from California. She brought the rain. Carol and Rich Othenreese, and they're here to visit with us today. Nuggets luck, okay.
Yeah,
due to my inefficiency, we are going to go out and celebrate and have lunch with them. You're welcome to come. It will be at the Mississippi and Potomac IHOP. So, and it will be about 1 o'clock. If you can come, please come. I know they would enjoy talking to you, so.
Always happy to see the Othenreese join us for worship from California.
Can I?
And yes, Deb Gunther.
I'd like to say yesterday we had a clothing giveaway, and as I always say, not a huge amount of people. It was raining out, as we all know, but the people that did come took bags and bags of stuff. So thank you to all the help that I had between Friday afternoon and yesterday. And we would like some help right after service, loading up a couple of cars with the leftovers that we can take to ARC and Goodwill. So if there's anybody that can help, like I say, right after service, we'd love to have, so that Diana, myself, and whoever can take some clothes to ARC and Goodwill. Okay, that's that. Now, the crop fundraiser for June is June 21st at Great Greek, and I think we have flyers out there. You don't really need a flyer as long as you go to Great Greek that day, and it's from 11 to 8. Great Greek on Potomac and Colfax. Thank you.
Any other announcements? If there are not, please stand and offer a friendly wave to your neighbor as we greet one another. And I ask that you now please remain standing as we join together in this morning's call to worship. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us gather in worship. We come together with the Almighty Creator. God gives life to the dead and creates a new thing from nothing. I will sing to God and trust God's steadfast love. My heart rejoices in God's saving grace. God will raise us up and equip us for our life of service. We rejoice in God's promise and devote this hour to prayer and praise. A correction on our hymn number, it's actually printed in the United Methodist Hymnal, number 144. Please remain standing as we join together in singing, "This Is My Father's World."
This is my
You may be seated. This morning's first scripture reading is taken from Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 through 13, found in your pew Bible, page 175 of the New Testament. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 through 13. Listen for the word of the Lord. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. The word of the Lord. We now arrive to our prayer time. Are there any concerns in our church family this morning? Okay, any celebrations? Joys or celebrations? Oh, we have a clean slate. Okay. Well, if there are no concerns or joys and celebrations, let's continue with our unison prayer as printed in the bulletin, or you may follow along on our PowerPoint. Friends, put aside your distractions, your agendas, and your hesitation. Let us join here and now in prayer to Almighty God. Center us, O Lord. Grant us your grace to hear the promises, faith, hope, and love. Center us, O Lord. You have spoken to people of former times. Listen as you share with us here and now. Center us, O Lord. Draw us away from things that distract us from the lives you give us, the lives you give to us. Center us, O Lord. Lord, we bring the needs in our community. We silently lift the needs in our lives. Center us, O Lord. Center us, O Lord. Through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of grace and God of glory, we come into your holy house. We come before your altar with the acknowledgement, with the understanding, your might is great. Your omnipotence is unimaginable to us. It is something we do not understand. The way the rain was created, the understanding of how seasons change and things coming up from the soil turn green and bloom. Your mind, your power, your might is something we will never understand. Heavenly Father, we are thankful. Thankful for the opportunity to worship you. Thankful for the opportunity to have time to do the things that your will has set for us to do. We are thankful for opportunities of celebrations. We are thankful for opportunities to welcome past members back that we may worship together. We are thankful for the opportunity of those home worshiping from our live stream. So many things, Heavenly Father, that are too many to mention. So many things that we may fail to even recognize that we ought be thankful for. We are thankful nonetheless. And for our many shortcomings, for our many failures, for our moments too numerous to count of weakness, we humbly beg your forgiveness. Heavenly Father, we lift up our community of faith here at Burns, Pastor Peter and his family. We are thankful for sounds of the organ. We are thankful for the singing voices. We are thankful to hear the rain landing on our rooftop. And we thank you for your being with us during this time of worship. We pray this hour of worship may be reflective of our unending want to glorify you, that you may join us during that hour of glorification. Heavenly Father, we pray for all of these things, and we pray together saying the prayer that your son Jesus taught his disciples to pray as they say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I would ask at this time that Barb lead us in our offertory. And let us be mindful and reflective of the mission of our church as we continue to give. The offering plate is in the narthex. If you so feel moved to give of yourself, please do so. So, Barb, please. This morning's gospel reading taken from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. I would ask, are we doing the action song now? Okay. I would invite the Tongan children forward. This is our time to share our action song. So I'd ask you please to remain seated. We will do the gospel reading after the action song done by the Tongan children. I want to thank the Tongan children and their organizer, Ms. Lauta Mapa, for sharing our action song this morning. Now back to the gospel. I would ask that you please rise as we join together today's gospel reading, which is taken from Matthew, verse 28, verses 16 through 20. Appears on page 32 of the New Testament in your pew Bible. Listen for the word of the Lord. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The word of the Lord. I would ask that you please remain standing as Mark leads us in our second hymn, "Nearer My God to Thee," item number 528 in the United Methodist Hymnal. may be seated. I'd like to remind everyone, today we acknowledge Trinity Sunday. It's usually typically the first Sunday after Pentecost Sunday. And today's gospel reading, which I read earlier, Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20, is the conclusion of Matthew's gospel. It is the last chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. It is the very end and final verses. And the focus of my message today will be directed to the final three verses, verses 18, 19, and 20. This is where Jesus gives what is known today as the Great Commission. In my native tongue, Great Commission is translated to Fekaulahi. The Oxford Languages Dictionary has eight entries for the word commission, eight different variables, eight different possibilities of using the word commission, five nouns and three verbs for this one word, commission. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth, the meditations and thoughts of our hearts, O Lord, be acceptable in thy sight. Amen. Now let us jump back to the morning of the resurrection, Easter morning. The 28th chapter of Matthew opens with Mary Magdalene arriving at the tomb. And let's listen for what transpired. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised." The angel said, "Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee, and there you will see him." So here we are in Galilee in today's scripture reading. Jesus is now reunited with the 11 disciples. Remember, Judas is no longer a part of the group. And in verse 18, Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me." A bold declaration, a powerful declaration that serves as the footing of the Great Commission. Without this declaration in verse 18, verses 19 and 20 would be empty. They would have no meaning. The remainder of the commission rests on the opening declaration that Jesus makes in verse 18. Jesus does, in fact, and has possessed omnipotent power that has been displayed in all the miracles leading up to his arrest, crucifixion. But now he tells the disciples that he has authority over that omnipotent power. The authority we are speaking of today does not have boundaries or jurisdictions. The authority we are speaking of today does not have to pass through the House and Senate. It does not require instant replay for a final ruling. There is one word that describes this authority: all. All authority. And to make it even clearer, to make it even more understandable, if Jesus has all authority, nobody else has any. The scripture lesson for today touches on the domain of this authority, on the realm of this authority. This authority extends to heaven and earth. If all of this is true, how does it all tie together? How does it all mesh with what is going on in the world today, the world in which you and I live? The world where there is a war in Ukraine. The world where there is poverty. The world where there are problems with drugs. A world where there is gun violence. A world where there is exponential increase in suicides. Can it get more disheartening than that? How does it all tie together? All the authority Jesus has. Brothers and sisters, I stand here before you today to offer caution, to offer warning. Do not put into question the declaration that Jesus makes based on what we hear in the news, based on what we see on social media, based on whatever outlets of information you may be consuming. The proof that makes this declaration absolutely true is that Jesus lived to make this declaration. He rose from the dead to make this declaration. The risen Jesus has been given all authority in heaven and right here on this earth. We must believe in this declaration. We must believe it. And at the same time, we must be obedient to the commission given in verses 19 and 20. Verse 19 reads, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." We have all heard the phrase, "It takes one to know one." Pertaining to verse 19, I believe it fitting to say, it takes one to make one. The fundamental backbone of the Great Commission is to make disciples, to go and make disciples. Throughout the time of Jesus, for instance, a disciple would follow a rabbi to be with him, to learn from him. And over time, the disciple would become more like the rabbi. It takes a faithful disciple to make a faithful disciple. An elderly mother and her adult daughter were on the direct flight from Denver to Honolulu. This is a 7.5 hour long flight. Now the time had come for the daughter and mother to board their flight. And as the two approach their seats, the daughter looks ahead, locates their row, and notice there's a man sitting in the window seat. So the mother takes her seat in the middle, daughter takes her seat in the aisle, as it's a 3-seat row, as they were each respectively assigned. And as the flight gets underway, the daughter notices that her mother has struck up a conversation with the man seated near the window. The daughter silently thinks to herself, oh no, here we go. You see, what I have yet to tell you is that the daughter is a pastor, and her mother is a devout follower. And when I say devout, I mean she literally wears her faith on her sleeve. Quick to happily entertain a discussion about religion, and had many times before proven to possess and had the willingness to display more evangelical zeal than her own daughter, a pastor. The man next to the window was a retired lawyer. Shortly after the conversation between the man and the mother started, the elderly mother inserted the name of Jesus into their dialogue. Not even 60 seconds later, the man pulls up a newspaper, unfolds it, holds it up, essentially blocking any view of his face and essentially slamming the door in the face of the mother. 20 minutes later, the newspaper comes down. The elderly mother jumps right back to where she left off. Again, not long after, the newspaper comes back up. This goes on 4 or 5 more times. And at this point, the pastor, the daughter, felt so bad, even a little bit ashamed for her mother. But she knows that to attempt to stop her mother from being who she is would not only be unfair, but would be a practice in futility. At one point, the elderly mother excused herself to the ladies' room. That is when the man looked over to the daughter and said, "Your mother is an amazing woman." You see, the gospel has that ability to soften the hardest of hearts. And in this case, by the time the flight had landed in Honolulu, the man was on the edge of his seat, ingesting, consuming every word from the elderly mother. A pleasant facial expression, a kind giving of way, words of encouragement, sharing your testimony, praying with the coworker who is in need of prayer. These things are just a few things that you and I, as disciples, may offer those people whose lives you and I have been commissioned to make disciples. This is one of the incredibly great gifts of being accepting of this commission. What is the great gift? The great gift is the promise in verse 20 that Jesus will be with you always to the end of the age. Being mindful of the promise that we are given in verse 20, we must also be mindful that for the Great Commission, Jesus used 11 sinful, 11 weak, 11 very limited, and verse 17 says some were even doubtful to initiate this commission. Does that sound like someone you would know? Yeah. Sounds a lot like you and I. Who is up for the task? Who is ready? Brothers and sisters, we've been given our marching orders. Amen. We are brought now to our time of Holy Communion. I would invite Pastor Antonio Tolutao forward to lead us through our communion.
Church, good morning. As it has been announced from up here, that the table that we are about to partake is open to everyone. And I'd like to invite you to come, partake, renew your covenant with God, and let Him be our God and us, His people. Amen. On the hymnal, page 13, a third down the page. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us covenant by water and spirit. Aene afio na neto aema, ihepo ho no lavaki I, Pehiri ne fakafeta ia na ne oat pakipaki o ne oatu ki hene kawako o ne me. Ko ene aksino aia kua fua ki maa moutolu, mou fai pehe, ko e whakamanatu ki a te au. When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body of blood of Jesus Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ come in final victory as we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. May I call upon the stewards to come forward, please? The table is open. Come. Come. Thank you.
ask that you please rise out of your seat and raise your voice as we join in our closing hymn, The Summons, which will be led by Mark, which is in the Faith We Sing hymnal, item number 2130. We have our marching orders, family. Let's go out there and make disciples. In the name of our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please join hands as we join in our closing benediction. Go now in peace.